about your giant size appetite?
Man, it's my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa, the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The Giants return home on Sunday as they take on the San Francisco 49ers. Coming up on the show, we'll look back at the Giants' offensive line that paved the way for Super Bowls 42 and 46. But to get things started on the program, it's time for Sights and Sounds of the Giants' trip to Seattle, brought to you by Bose.
Be playing football, right? Let's go win a game. Let's come together. Let's go win a game. Win on three. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, when you believe in something, it don't matter what you go through that course. You always find a way to get what you believe in.
Yep.
Because you believe in it. You let nothing steer you off that course. No matter what, we stick together through all, through thick and through thin.
Yeah, my brother.
No matter what, this is who we are. We Giants. Giants on three. 1, 2, 3.
Giants.
Marshawn Lynch to the right of Wilson in a shotgun set. Three receivers left. Hand off Lynch, and he plows into the end zone for the touchdown. His sixth rushing touchdown of the season.
You cut off him, and I'm floating right here. So once he get cut off, it's a big gap.
We got to get the quarterback down. If we get back there, we got to do our part and get it down.
I missed him on that thing.
Play fake to Lynch. Wilson to throw. Zips one to his left. Intercepted by Zach Bowman. And he's tackled at the 25. He stepped right in front of the intended receiver.
And you say, hot ball. Way to respond. Hey, that's a way to respond. That's right.
Randall in motion from the left. Manning rolls right. Pumps. Looks. Got all day, now throws it to the back of the end zone, and a leaping catch is made for the touchdown by Preston Parker. Manning just bided his time, waited and waited, and Parker made himself available in the back of the end zone.
Way to work, man, way to work.
Go!
But then I said, look,
get your hands on it. Hands inside. Hey, that's got to be a good play, Ben and Bob. Get your hands on it.
Hey, if he has his ball off, it's us and him. With no help.
Manning stumbles coming out, now rolls to his right. Going to throw a deep ball down the right side, looking for Odell Beckham Jr., who makes a diving catch over Sherman, and is touched down at the 36-yard line of Seattle. They clock at six, Manning takes the snap, back to throw. Hobbs one right for Odell Beckham Jr., who makes a leaping catch over the defender and is touched down at the 3-yard line. Hand off Williams, who runs left, runs through traffic, fighting for the goal line, and he works his way in for the touchdown. What an effort by Andre Williams. And the rookie gets his fourth rushing touchdown of the season. And Carl, there wasn't a lot there for the rookie.
But I tell you what was there were white jerseys on blue jerseys. They didn't get a lot of movement, but they didn't allow the blue jerseys to get off on him. And good determined rushing by him.
Hey, everything on
Showtime. Be the shark.
Be the shark. Be the shark.
Way to represent, man.
Two receivers left, one right. They fake the draw to Cox. Manning back, looking to throw. Deep ball for Odell Beckham Jr. It's a jump ball. He reaches up, it's tipped and intercepted by Earl Thomas. He's going to run it out of the end zone. He's to the 25-30. 35-40. Tackled at the 47.
Odell Beckham reaches back to try to knock it down to play a defender, and Earl Thomas was there.
They didn't stop us. We stopped ourselves. That's it. Move on. Let's go.
That wasn't us. That wasn't us the last series, guys. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
They stack the receivers to the right and left. Hand off Lynch on the pier. He runs right to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Marshawn Lynch. But Marshawn Lynch with a 16-yard touchdown run. That's his fourth touchdown run of the game. So the Giants come to Seattle. They led it by 3 at the half. They had opportunities, and they'll lose their fourth in a row and fall to 3-6 on the season.
That's this week's Sights and Sounds brought to you by Bose. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Giants offensive line circa 2007 and 2011 after this here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Sunday, it's the Giants and Niners at MetLife Stadium. Eli Manning came to the Giants in 2004, and the Big Blue realized they needed to put a good offensive line around their star quarterback. Here's a look back at that offensive line that paved the way to two Super Bowl championships. In 2004, the Giants looked to bolster an offensive line that could protect the new face of their franchise, young quarterback Eli Manning, the first overall pick in the NFL draft. So in the second round, Big Blue selected guard Chris Snee out of Boston College.
He came in with really a maturity that a lot of offensive linemen don't really have. I mean, he came in, you know, ready to work, ready to play. He and Ron Stone are probably the better O-linemen probably in the last 20 years to play for the Giants.
He's been a great friend of mine. We were roommates our first year. We've been through a lot together. He's a warrior and have great confidence when he's out there on the field with you that he's going to be competing and he's going to be doing a great job.
New York would also sign free agent center Sean O'Hara to anchor the offensive line. And with the arrival of guard David Deal just a year earlier in 2003, it was clear that the front office was crafting a solidified front.
David Deal, you know, Mr. Everything. You know, he's a guy that could play all positions, and he's a guy that you really needed.
In 2005, the team would pick up free agent tackle Kareem McKenzie from the Jets. And with guard Rich Seibert valiantly returning from a broken leg, the Giants would have their core in place for years to come.
Every time they score, we score.
Richie, Snead, you know, Sean, McKenzie, Deal. I mean, those guys played well together more than probably any group I've seen, you know, in the last decade. Snead was a Pro Bowler. I mean, he was solid. O'Hara was a Pro Bowler. But they became Pro Bowlers organically as a result of how well they played together. And when Eli started having success as a young player, as a running game improved with Brandon Jacobs, you know, busting through holes, it was because of that group that really played together as a tight fist of five guys that were all on the same accord.
You are the heart of the offense, okay? Whatever happens, you got to keep the heart pumping now. You got it? You got to keep it pumping. Let's go. Come on now.
Those five guys, I can't say enough about them, you know. Those guys were special. They knew each other's strengths. They knew each other's weaknesses. And we had guys on that offensive line that held each other accountable. And they put it on the line every week. Banged up, hurt. We had holes out there the size of Texas.
Hand off Jacobs. He runs right, follows his blockers to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants.
With the Big Blue line clearing a path in 2007, Jacobs and the Giants would go on the road and bulldoze their way through the playoffs.
Let's go. One time. We get the ball back. One drive, field goal. We win this.
All right, here goes Tynes again from 47 yards. To kick the Giants to the Super Bowl. Snap is good. Kick on its way. End over end. Does it have the distance? It is
good.
And the New York Giants are going to Super Bowl 42. In overtime, they beat the Packers.
At Super Bowl 42 in Phoenix, trailing the undefeated New England Patriots late in the game, the underdog Giants and their offensive line would need to make one final drive.
Manning calling signals, takes the snap, looks left, lobs it left, first is wide open, touchdown Giants, in the left corner of the end zone.
Touchdown.
And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14, and the Giants with the most improbable win in recent memory have won Super Bowl 42.
Read all about it, baby, Big Blue.
For me, it's all about the journey, you know, that memorable playoff run and you know, the feeling that you have during those runs where you know it's a special group and that line we had was so great and, you know, we loved one another and, you know, we just took a lot of pride in what we did.
This legendary line would stay together for three more years, but following the 2010 season, Sean O'Hara and Richie Seibert's playing careers would come to an end. Will Beatty and the multifaceted Kevin Booth would step in 2011, and the Giants signed free agent center David Boss. And with their core of Snead, Deal, and McKenzie still intact, the Giants would once again reach the NFL mountaintop at Super Bowl 46 in Indianapolis.
Brady's back. Brady's under pressure. Brady's chased. Brady heaves one.
down the middle of the field into the end zone. A jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Still Will, the heart of a champion.
Following the 2013 season, the Big Blue faithful would see an era come to an end with the retirement of David Deal and Chris Snee.
To be a member of this organization for 11 years, the organization that drafted me here in 2003 and believed in me, to now walking away and retiring, an 11-year vet, two-time Super Bowl champ, there's no doubt in my mind that once you're a Giant, you're always a Giant.
That tight-knit group, well, they left their mark in the history of the New York Giants. Time for this week's edition of Giants Trivia.
What is the Giants team record for the most rushing yards in a game? The answer coming up after the break. The Giants team record for most rushing yards in a game is 423 against the Baltimore Colts in 1950.
That's this week's edition of Giants Trivia. As we welcome you back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota, time for this week's edition of How Well You Know Your Teammate, Jameel McClain.
All right, that's right, folks. It is time for another edition of How Well Do You Know with this linebacker right here, Jameel McClain. How well do you think your teammates know you, man?
Man, I'm a difficult guy, so let's see.
All right, let's find out. Does McClain have a middle name? If so, what is it?
I don't know what his middle name is, but it has to be...
He looks like a... Jameel Arthur McClain. That's my guess. I'm not sure.
LaShawn. Does that surprise you?
LaShawn. No.
What's his nickname?
Meal. We call him Jameel.
If you ask any of the linebackers, tell them we'll call him Smash.
That's not one that he gave us.
Then add it to the list.
What's your nickname?
Mac, Ski, J Mac. My friends call me Milski.
All the above?
Nicknames. All of the above. So they can't be wrong, I'm telling you.
He has several nicknames. Do you know one of them?
J-Mac.
Yeah. You actually were the first one to get that. Where was he born?
Philly.
What part of Philly?
South Philly. East Philly. West Philly. North Philly.
He finally got it.
Philly's not that big, man.
Who was your favorite football player growing up?
My favorite football player, Jeremiah Trotter.
I would say, Jeremiah Trotter.
Yes.
All right.
How many siblings does he have?
I believe he has a... Does he have a sister?
He has one sister, and how many brothers?
I'm going to throw it out. I'm going to say two brothers.
Six?
Yes. Knowing him as well as you do, where do you think he falls?
He's one of the youngest. He's the youngest? Yeah. You can tell he's one of the youngest.
I am the youngest of all of them.
You're the baby.
Baby, I got the most charisma, the best looks, the best talent. I got everything.
Favorite food?
He's from Philly. If he doesn't like Philly cheesesteaks, I don't know what's wrong with him.
That is correct.
That's so cliche. He said cheesesteak for his favorite food? Come on.
What other sport does he excel at?
I'm going to guess he was probably a basketball player in his former days.
No, can you believe he's a boxer?
Boxer?
Yeah.
I'm not getting in a fight with him anytime soon.
Is he a golfer? He's not a golfer.
No, a golfer. You do not know your teammate at all.
What you guys don't understand is this guy is so unpredictable that you have no idea what can happen.
He's a boxer?
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
If there was one boxer ever in the history of boxing that you could go up against, who would it be?
Mike Tyson in his prime.
Probably Ali.
Money Mayweather, I'm guessing.
No. I hope he doesn't say Mike Tyson.
That's exactly who he said.
See, that's too much confidence right there.
It's always fun seeing the interaction between teammates in the locker room. Time for this week's edition of Sideline Jam.
Do it. I know that's what was all on you, young one.
I don't know about you, but every week Sideline Jam gets me in the mood for football. When we come back, we'll tell you about the hometown huddle as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this.
This week's look at the Giants in the community is brought to you by Verizon.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Sunday, it's the Giants and Niners at MetLife Stadium. Now, the Giants are always doing work within the community. And in the hometown huddle, the Giants paid a visit to PS 49 in the Bronx.
Good morning. I want to thank everyone coming out for the 16th annual hometown huddle.
Get ready for some pain action.
You got to get serious about your craft, man. It's just not stroking paint on here. This is an art firm. We are here painting. We're here with Hometown Huddle, United Way, and we're getting the opportunity to change the environment for the kids.
How are we doing, guys? Everybody doing all right? Everybody figure this out?
Schools here need tremendous support, not only in terms of volunteerism, but also in terms of supplies and assets and all those things that would help better opportunities for the students that attend these schools.
All right, we need to get some more paint.
Professional athletes are role models, and our kids look up to them. So this is an opportunity for our kids to learn that charity is the best way to give back in a meaningful way to our school and community.
Now, the key to this is you have to take the time.
They're dedicating their time to come out here and interact with the students, let them know that they're on the radar. And that's half the battle, is just letting these students know that people are aware that they need resources, they need help, they need volunteers, and all the things that would better their school.
You're welcome. That's what we're doing, man. We're just trying to create change. This is a chance to be able to give kids an opportunity to dream bigger and give them the surrounding and the pictures so they can enjoy everything. So we're painting, we're enjoying games with them.
Okay, I like it. Oh, jump, move. Now, what's your dance gonna be? Show me your dance. Break it down. Come on, bring it on back.
If you have a good surrounding to look at, you know, sometimes it motivates you a little more, you know, and these blue walls will give kids a little more oomph to going out and playing. And, you know, obviously the biggest thing is getting kids active.
Good job, nigga. Everything go, man.
Yeah, because he's the best.
I'm on point right now.
Double Dutch champ, man. Double Dutch champ. You know what I'm saying? What he do?
1994, baby. Double Dutch champ. Don't worry about it.
We had a blast out here. It was a lot of fun to come out and give back to this community and these kids. It was a good time.
And that's your hometown huddle. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, the Giants are coming off the loss last week in Seattle against the Seahawks. Doesn't get any easier on Sunday with the San Francisco 49ers coming to town. They bring a rugged running game, a strong offensive line, and once again a quarterback that can get out of the pocket and make plays with his legs. And they use design runs for Colin Kaepernick. Obviously, the Giants went to work on what failed them last week in Seattle. Look, there are a lot of players on this team that have veteran experience. You know it's time that they'll look in the mirror and look at the pride factor involved, because any professional athlete doesn't want to endure what they endured last weekend. So the Giants need to come out early, hit Colin Kaepernick early, be aggressive early, and try to win at that point of attack. Show the 49ers that they're going to match them hit for hit in the game of physical. The Giants could do that in the early stages of the game. It could set the tone for the rest of the afternoon. And that's my perspective. Make sure you join us each and every Saturday night for Giants Access Blue. Follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.